Josh Harris with AM 1160 The Quest, continuing my conversation with Father Dan Ketter on his year-long sabbatical in Spain and how it impacted his life and priesthood. I hope you enjoy. You were going to the diocese daily and helping run the ship at the tribunal, which is, that's a very official rhythm to be in. But I'm assuming when you're in Spain, your daily walk does not look like that. Was it a culture shock? Can you take us a little bit into that and how it impacted you?
Yeah, my day-to-day life was completely different than what my day-to-day life was like and is again like here in Atlanta. So I was not showing up at the tribunal there in the Archdiocese of Granada, Spain, every day. I went there one time, in fact, during my whole year there. It was, quite a change, but I'll say that it was fairly easy to embrace. I really was ready to just step back, from my work in the tribunal. It's intense work. It's heavy at times, and was ready for the break. And so I just really welcomed that opportunity to step back from it and open myself up to a whole variety of new experiences culturally, pastorally, personally. It was a great opportunity, and I just threw myself into it.
Did you have a specific ministry that you were focused on over there? Were you, going to parishes, serving in convents, or I don't know if it was assigned to you, or you just walked into something that really sang to you? I'm sure it was probably a little more formalized, but would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so I didn't have a specific assignment there in Spain. And again, I was living in the south of Spain in the Archdiocese of Granada. The Archbishop there, of course, approved my presence in the diocese, and he gave me the necessary canonical faculties to celebrate Mass, to hear confessions, to serve in the Archdiocese of Granada, but didn't give me, nor was I looking for, a specific assignment. And so that left me just open to kind of a variety of pastoral experiences. And so over the course of the year, I had the opportunity to celebrate Masses at, a variety of parishes, at a variety of convents and monasteries, at a number of different Catholic schools. I had the opportunity to serve and help out on some different retreats. Yeah, different kind of groups and movements and things that, or exist there in Spain. I was just kind of open to all of that and had just a wide range of opportunity. So it was a very diverse experience pastorally.
So how did your experience shape your appreciation for the universal reach of the church, your priesthood or the priesthood and, your sacramental ministry? Because I think when you go abroad like that, you realize, especially in the Catholic faith, that Jesus is truly the universal love language. And so to see, even though there's this cultural separation, we're still united in the sacraments and the faith. Did that really, ring true to you in your time over there?
Yeah, I fortunately have had the opportunity to travel abroad even prior to going on the sabbatical. So I had that experience of the universality of our Catholic faith, which, as you say, is just a beautiful thing, and it's impactful to experience it yourself when you travel outside of our country and encounter the faith as it's manifested in other parts of the globe. So I wouldn't say that that was surprising to me or a shock to me, but it was just beautiful to witness it and to be a part of the same faith, the same priestly ministry, just in a different corner of the world, using a different language. Naturally, the way in which the faith is lived out in Spain has certain different traits that are different than the United States, but those are really kind of on the periphery when you're talking about the heart of our faith, what it is we believe, how we worship, the sacraments that we celebrate. It's all there. It's all the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith.
And so were you there for an entire year straight? Did you come back? Did you get a little homesick, or were you just off the grid and living the dream in Spain responsibly living the dream in Spain for a full year?
Yeah, I did not come back. I had
Wow.
several friends that, ask me, "Are you sure? You sure you don't want to come back, make a visit home?" And again, as I said, my for some time I've had that desire for just extended immersion, and so my commitment was no, let's keep the immersion going. Let's not break it. Let's just stay immersed for the whole year. Did I get homesick? Yes. There was a time right about the 6 month mark, which would have been around Christmas, New Year, when I was very close to saying basta, enough, and backing up and coming back, but prayerfully discerned it and decided no, I made this commitment, I set this goal, let's stay the course, and yeah, did not come back, and ended up staying there in Spain, immersed for the full 12-month sabbatical.
Wow, I'm impressed by that dedication.
Yeah.
That's a lot better than I think I would do for sure. You had no, so you didn't, pull the rip cord or reach for that safety blanket and tiptoe back into the States. Were there any particular, were there any favorite insights or experience that you'd like to briefly share or, communicate to anybody listening or just that meant a lot to you?
Spain, its Catholic history and culture give Italy, France, any other country a run for their money and a serious
Wow.
run for their money. I mean, Spain
Wow.
is amazing and it's Catholic history and culture. So, visiting the different regions of the country, experiencing the beauty of the long, history of the Catholic faith in those places, and all its manifestations, all that was awesome, beautiful. And then even things apart from the faith, just the beautiful geography of the country, the gastronomy, all the different aspects of the country. The best and most impactful and most memorable, of course, are the people. And so, just met some amazing people, some beautiful people who just love the Lord, love the church, and are doing amazing things to, build the kingdom of God there in Spain. And the amount of love that I received was just such a gift and something I'm so grateful for. So it's always the people is what's always most meaningful, and those relationships that I formed, even if I don't necessarily maintain every one of them, it's probably impossible. I will always be grateful for them and remember them very fondly.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you, Father, for letting us live vicariously through you. Yeah, not many people get to just immerse themselves for a year in a place like that and really go all in. Would you mind closing us with a blessing?
Be happy to, Josh. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good that you may do his will. And may he carry out in you all that is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. To the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints of heaven, may Almighty God bless all of you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Father Ketter, for sharing your wisdom and experience with us. And I cannot wait to see how that bears fruit for the hearts of those who got to hear about this incredible journey. God bless you, and thank you so much for all you do for our diocese.
You're welcome, Josh. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Father Ketter, for that riveting interview. And now back to the Sunrise Morning Show on AM 1160, The Quest.